Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Today is Tele Tuesday. And I know we've been reflecting out there and we're relaxing. And guess what? We're shut down again, okay? But we're going to get through this. Before we get started, we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us this evening. And she's going to take us through our segment with Moving It Forward. And after that, Miyoshi Marie is coming on. That's what's up. You know, Miyoshi says it's written. And I want to find out what she's talking about on that. But before we get going, I'd like to tell you this. Governments come and go. Economics raise and fall, and society constantly changes. Only the good fortune that we accumulate during our lives lasts forever. The true victors are those who cultivate the true and the tree of humanity in the vast earth of their lives while achieving success both in society and their personal lives through true faith, whatever it might be, and the true way of living. So what we going to put out there, we going to be humanitarians out here. We going to be kind to each other. Before Stephanie comes on, I'm just going to play a little bit of this to give you something to think about so they can tell it to us on Tuesday. Welcome. That's my Keiko Masui. Just give you a little bit of that before we bring Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us. She's going to talk about moving it forward. She does things in segments and series, but she has a lot to tell you. Stephanie Haynes, are you with us this evening at this time?
Yes. Good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Stephanie? Thank you again. We love having you come on. We know you're a busy lady, but we appreciate this love with caring and sharing that you offer us. So you're going to take us on out, and I'm just going to pull back and let you have it.
Okay. So good evening, everyone. So last week we talked about moving forward, and today is part two of that segment. And, you know, we as women, we have to look within ourselves for answers instead of looking to others. We have to trust our own decision and honor our own self-worth. To change our lives, we have to change our minds. It is crucial that we always remember that what we think and say become our experience. As such, we will pay attention to our thoughts and speaking patterns so that we may shape our lives in accordance with our dreams. So many women and men, I would say, that are in long-term relationship are extremely lonely because they feel they have lost their choice. We are meant to explore new depths within ourselves and to make new decisions on how we want to live our lives. So, there are some women who are fearful of success and men. They don't believe that they can become prosperous. When we always put ourselves second, it's hard to feel deserving. When we relax and allow ourselves to believe, the universe will guide us on our journey. So I have a little quote. It says, when I relax and allow myself to believe life is there to take care of me, I am safe, then I begin to flow with life. Stephanie Haynes. So I have some questions for you. So grab your pen and the pencil. All right, so the first question, number one, what attachments do you need to let go to have a full life? What attachments do you need to let go to have a full life? Those attachments could be in an unhealthy relationship, being codependent, needing approval. So what that attachment look like for you? Because, you know, we're all different. All right, so number two. Are the attachments are to person, places, or things? Are the attachments to a person, place, or thing? Question number three. What type of experiences, no, I'm sorry, what types of expectations are you looking for from these attachments? Is it approval? Is it love? Because, you know, when we started searching for love, we started searching in all the wrong places. So we have to be full enough ourselves to love ourselves enough to someone to love and respect you as well. Number four, are you fearful of letting go of the attachment? If so, why? So what is that keeping you from letting go? Like, for example, if it's a bad relationship, is it fear in your heart that if you let this individual go, you know, whatever this person is providing for you, if it's emotional support, financial support, you know, a place to live, whatever it may be, what is that you need to just let go to be able to live a full, happy life? That means that we talk about that absolute happiness. No matter what goes on, what hardships you go through, you're happy. You don't need any attachment. You don't need anyone, any codependence to have someone to be there with you. Now, it's different if you're in a loving relationship with someone. You know, that means that each individual is a complete individual. You know, they're not seeking, they're not a codependent, but someone that you can grow with, make plans with, set goals with. You guys are on the same path. Can create together. So whatever that may be, to let go of so you can have a full life. Number five. So what do you really want from that attachment? Sometimes we're just holding on, don't know why we're holding on. So what do you really want from that attachment? Number six, what would you need to let go of this, to get this? What would you need to let go of to get this? All right, number seven. So what steps can you take to transform your attachments to bring greater freedom? What steps can you take to transform your attachments to bring greater freedom? Personal freedom, it's another quote by me. Your personal freedom brings inner peace. Your personal freedom brings inner peace. So I have some affirmation to help you to move forward. Right. So this is a positive affirmation. All right, so the first one is, I will honor myself, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous, and my soul knows what is right. Number two, I forgive myself. I didn't know any better. Forgive yourself, you stay stuck. You're always looking to blame others for your unhappiness. But you have to forgive yourself and move forward, move on, let it go. Number three, I am learning to take care of the physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions of myself. I am learning to take care of my physical, mental, and spiritual dimension of myself. Number four, I forgive myself. I don't have to stay in the past. I can be in the present. I will speak healing with my tongue. Five. Number six, I didn't know any better in the past. I'm learning to make better choices in the future. I give myself permission to take care of myself today. I'm all right to do so. Number 10, I will allow others to give me compliments. You know, there are people out there who, you know, they can give compliments, but they cannot receive. And that's the same thing when you are a giver, it's hard for you to receive. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that giving and receiving is the same energy. You know, it has to flow. Compliment the appearance and the ability of others and accept compliments graciously when they are given to me. Next. Let me read that one again. I will compliment the appearance and ability of others and accept compliments graciously when they are given to me. My happiness comes from within. I don't look to others for my happiness. All of my needs are met. There is no lack in this universe. I'm going to read that one again. All of my needs are met. There is no lack in this universe. The only limitations and lack that we have, we put them on ourselves. We was born perfect with everything and ability that we need. Yes, sometimes we have to go to school and learn different tools. But however, when we apply ourselves, then we'll be able to achieve whatever we want to achieve, because when the mind is centered and balanced, it can create anything. We have to unclutter our mind. We have to speak positive things to ourselves. We have to be our biggest cheerleader to tell ourselves, I can do this. And the last one, but not least, I will create a loving family by starting a loving relationship with me first. Let me that if you don't have love for yourself first, how can you love anyone else? You can't.
That's right.
You just can't. Because everything begins and ends with you. I'm going to read that one more time. I will create a loving family by starting a loving relationship with me first. That meaning letting go all the baggage, healing all your childhood wounds, healing that inner child within you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, healing any kind of baggage before you even start a new relationship. You know, when you ask yourself, you know, for those who actually been married, you know, seven times, you know, then it means that you got to look at self. You know, because you're carrying that same old baggage with you in each and every relationship that you get into. So everything, like I said, everything begins and ends with you. So, Miss Linda.
Yes.
Is there any questions for me?
Well, yeah, I did have a question to come in, and this young lady was just speaking on just what the last two topics she talked about, and she said that every 5 years that she gets into relationships, you know, no matter how many, after 5 years, everything goes sour, and it's like it's the people that she's attracting to herself. That like you say, bringing it, because they're going to give you what you give yourself or what they see. So in that incident, every relationship you get in, and if you're married, after 5 years it drops, okay, or it starts going sour. So does that mean, from listening to the affirmations and what you're saying about letting go, what can we tell her to do? She needs to let go. That's just my take on it. So what would you tell her? It's something that she's attracting in her life that's attracting those type of people that can only deal for 5 years. Is it really her? Is she the one that gets tired?
You know, it can be a combination, you know, because you attract what you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are an incomplete person, you're going to attract an incomplete person, right? If you have, you know, if you have not dealt with your inner demons, you have not healed those wounds,
mm-hmm.
if you've been traumatized, you know, if you've been abandoned, you know, abandonment issues, and especially people with abandonment issues, you know, they sabotage their relationship. They sabotage themselves because it's that trust issue, that fear of being left alone.
Okay.
You know, the people that have been abandoned, you know, there's fear that, you know, they're going to leave me. So let me leave them before they leave me.
Hmm.
You know?
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
They, yeah. Yeah, they sabotage the relationship. You know, and if a person have not really experienced a healthy relationship or seeing their parents loving, then it's hard for them to kind to have that in their life. There's no example. Now, it all comes with maturity. You know, sometimes you got to go through a couple of relationships to get it right, right? Because then you find out what you want and then what you don't want, right?
Right.
Right? So, and if you have not did that, you know, and then you got to look at the pros and the cons of the relationship, you know, what you bring into the relationship.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, any more questions? I hope that was
well,
helpful.
Well, and I just wanted to make a statement on that happiness when you talked about happiness starts from within. Because there are several people that think that the outside of the this or the that is going to make them happy. But that's an inner thing. That's something you have to work on inner. And once you receive that inner, I can say it is an inner balance, that it doesn't matter. Because that outside is not creating that happiness for you. It's what you're beaming out from within. And when you can move happy from within, nothing can stop you. So you touched on to answer her question about her relationship problems, and like you say, she's sabotaging her own self because of for whatever that past is, that luggage. And when you mentioned about the happiness, because I know that it's an inner feeling. And once you have that inner iron feeling, nothing can destroy that. And it's a good feeling. So you're going to go up and down. You're going to have, you know, life is like, you know, good one day, bad one day, whatever. But true happiness is inside job. It has nothing
right.
to do with outside. It's an inside job. And I have, through my life and seen others and, you know, yourself that basically goes with that, a lot of individuals cannot understand that from that inner happiness. They think it's the outside of the relationship or the, oh, well, if I'm driving the this or the that, or if I have this or that. Well, through this event that we're going through right now, I think a lot of minds have changed out there. Okay, because now we're not really being concerned with what I'm going to be. It's what we have to do, and that's the most important thing, and that's an inside job also. So all of those things, we're just happy to wake up the next morning and see the next day, you know, with what we're dealing with. So those two things as far as moving forward, Stephanie, and what I'm getting from it is you got to be able to let go. And it begins and it ends with you. It's nobody else's job out there to make that happen for you. And what are you fearful of, you know? And we know there's a lot of people, women that have, you know, been in relationships where they basically, you know, were well-kept women. So if you don't know how to take care of yourself, you have a fear of leaving out there because you don't know what to do. So that's a fear. So it's a lot of things that hold us all back from moving forward. And I'm glad because now moving forward, this series takes us, how many parts is it to this? Will we be carrying this on next week or how, or is this the end of this one?
is the end of this one. So we're going to move on to honoring yourself.
Honoring yourself, okay.
Yes. You know, okay. We already started with, yeah, so we, you know, maybe a couple of weeks ago, we, you know,
okay,
we finished up breaking away from other people's expectations.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, so now we're going to, and we just finish up, you know, moving forward. So
okay,
how can you honor yourself, you know? You know, so I'm going to just start this one question.
Okay.
You know, so what step will you take to be true to yourself?
What step will you take?
What
okay,
you take to be true to yourself? So you can, you know, post that question out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take to
yeah,
be true.
So what
okay,
step would you take to be true to
yourself? To be
true
to yourself. We're going to post that out. And then we'll get
mm-hmm,
a lot of input back on that, I know, because, you know, when we talk about honoring, that's exciting right where it is. Well, Stephanie Haynes, you know, it has been a pleasure. We have Miyoshi What's Up coming on, and Miyoshi's topic is going to be It's Already Written. And I am trying to find
right,
out what is already written. So on that note, we're going to say to you again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will be speaking with you. And listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes, and this segment has been Moving Forward. We go through Moving Forward, Breaking Away from Other People's Expectations. Just go back and listen to the previous air shows, and you'll hear all about those topics. Stephanie, on that note, we're going to say have a great evening, and thank you again, okay?
And thank you. You too, Miss Linda.
All righty. Love you, and I'll talk with you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Listeners, we just listened to Stephanie Haynes out there. You know I have to give us our motto. We want you to stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, and stay happy. And we have What's Up coming on with us, Miss Miyoshi. Marie, are you on the line with us this evening with Waking Up with Linda McShane?
You know I'm on this line, Miss Linda. What's up, Wisdom?
How are you doing, Miyoshi? I know you've had a wonderful week. We have been waiting for you. I am just like beaming over here because I need to find out and let you tell us what is already written. Please carry on. Let us know what we need to know.
Okay, first off, happy Tuesday to all the listeners out there. I hope you're having an amazing and marvelous Tuesday. I hope you're walking in your purpose on purpose. Stumbling into it, colliding into it, accidentally stepped into it. The topic tonight is Maktoum. If you guys don't know what Maktoum is, it means it's already written. If you guys haven't never read The Alchemist, that's where I got it from. The reason why I chose this topic is because I do talk to a therapist, and I think that everybody should talk to a therapist. And one of the things that she has said to me is that my life was already written. It's already set in stone. And that made me, I've been literally contemplating on that for the last 2 days. Like, my life is already written, and I already know that it's good. So why am I tripping, you know?
Right.
So I just been allowing myself to allow incidents to happen, whether they're good or bad, but not trying to react to it. Because I have to understand that I'm going to have trials and tribulations in life. But as far as my purpose is already written, I just have to continue to wake up and go through my journey. And one thing, one quote I want to quote is, all things are the manifestation of one thing only. So that's why we have to train our mind to think nothing but higher and positive thoughts so that we can manifest what we want. And already written is meaning that before we were set into our mother's womb, we already, it was already a plan set for our life immediately. Now it's up to our duty to literally walk on that narrow and straight path, thinking positive thoughts, and attracting power, and having a circle full of bosses, people that have already gone ahead of you, like Linda. You know, you already gone ahead of me and done, you know, marvelous things. And for me to be next to you soak up the wisdom that you do have so I won't make mistakes. So I'm glad that I have mentors and spiritual teachers and, you know, leaders that can help me and guide me, you know, along the way into my, you know, while I'm walking on this journey into my purpose. And when Minister Simmons told me that my life was already written and that, you know, just chill and just allow your life to unfold in front of your eyes, all you have to do is just wake up every morning and do what you need to do, and basically the rest is going to take care of itself. And literally, I didn't have two incidents yesterday and the day before yesterday that wasn't so good, things that I didn't want to happen, but it happened, and I didn't react to it. And when it was time to handle those situations, it was easy because I didn't give no feeling to it, no emotion, no nothing to it, because I keep saying in my mind, my life is already written and my life is already good, because I already know the visions and the goals that I have set for my life. It's just allowing them to manifest. And I really believe this year, despite of all the craziness that's going on around the world, you know, individually, collectively, that it's my time. It's my time to shine. I'm just preparation myself for the longest, since 2014, you know, with faith. And I have another opportunity that's going on with Grown. So I'm just allowing the time that I have set to meet my opportunity. So right now I'm just literally staying focused and allowing everything to literally unfold. And when I tell you that I'm seeing things unfold right in front of my eyes, as far as seeds that I have planted years ago, people that I reached out to years ago, literally reaching out to me today. So I'm understanding that, Miyoshi, relax, chill. I think we said it last week. We have to have some type of significance in our life. Right now, playtime is over. Just chill, Miyoshi, relax. Do what you need to do. Handle your business. Save your money. But continue to stay on that higher frequency, which is love. Continue to show that, and the universe is going to repay you tenfold, like it's already doing.
Yes.
So for me, Maktoum, and I have to say this because I didn't think nobody understood what Maktoum was, but I was at work at the airport, and it was a brother that came up, and he was tatted up, but on his leg, I seen Maktoum, and I'm like, you have it on your leg. And I was like, do you know what that means? He was like, yeah, I tell everybody it means faith. I'm like, but that's not what it means. He was like, because nobody knows. I'm like, it means it's already written. So that was just confirmation for me to let me know, hey, it's already written. So I'm literally just taking a seat and enjoying the ride as far as the journey with my dad. I think I shared that with you. Just taking a ride with that and just allowing that situation to take place in its own way. Like, I don't get frustrated or irritated with that situation. I just allow it to, you know, be what it is and think nothing but good thoughts about it. As far as my life and, you know, my business and my career, just allowing things to just unfold. And it's unfolding right in front of my eyes. And the fact that Leo season is coming up, I mean, why wouldn't it, you know?
Yeah.
So just literally continue to repeat, you know, what I've always have repeated, that mantra, you know, as above, so below, as within, so without, as in the universe, so within the soul. So as long as I believe that in my heart, and long as I know, you know, the vision and the goal and the plan that was already set before he placed me in my mother's room, then everything's going to be all right.
Well, you know, I'm listening to you, and you know you always have me beaming over here. What's up? Because we like for you to tell us what's up, and I like the way you go into it, because it's a story. It's actually what you're experiencing. You know, this is not anything you heard about or saw anything doing. This is coming from you, your life, and your experiences, and that's the beauty of it. You know, when we listen and you speak of the word purpose, you know, people have no idea that purpose and goals are two different things, or not what you know. There's something you want to be, we got the be, and then there's something you must do, and that's the purpose. And in order to see that purpose, and in order to recognize it, you have to stay relaxed, you have to stay stress-free, because you, as you say, you must stay focused. So a lot of people are seeking that purpose. Some of us get to it quicker than others, you know, as life, you know, throws us whatever it throws us. But purpose is a serious thing. And once you know what that purpose is, it's no stopping. You know what my quote is over here. And in order to get to that purpose, you have to start with you, because you need to know who you are. And once you figure it, like you say, it's already written. It was placed there when you was in your mother's womb. Everything is set and designed. I can take it a little bit further, and we'll take a topic on this later on down the line. But we select our parents, okay? We select our parents.
Really? And did I select my parents that I have? Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The next lifetime? The next lifetime, well, I'm sending in line selected parents. They better give me all the catalogs, okay?
Okay. No, you say the next lifetime they better do what, Miyoshi?
They better give me all the catalogs that I need to select my parents, because I didn't know I selected my mom and dad.
No, you selected them, because that's where we go get
did.
Your.
I don't think they showed me all the parents. In the book.
Okay. Okay.
They
so they left
what
them.
Parents you want.
They didn't give you a lot of options, right?
Right. I love my parents to death, but I'm just saying.
Oh yeah. Well, that's where it all comes from. It's a mixture there, because actually, when you select them, you know that blood and what you're growing in and what you're building life in, that's serious stuff. And when we have to sit back and face it, I'm like you, oh, my God, did I say I was going to do that? Or did I say I was going to come back and do this? I don't remember saying that. So when you say the mm-hmm. purpose and going through, and it is already written. You have, and we've talked about this before, you have everything that you need to do what you need to do it. It's already there.
Yeah.
It's already there.
Right.
So what we have to do, as Stephanie just mentioned, to move forward and let go of that old stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's
you have to go. You have to let go. You immediately have to let go. I don't know if I shared this with you guys, but I have a therapist, and I needed a therapist, and I'm glad that I got a therapist, because I don't feel bottled up holding all these emotions and all this stuff that, because I like to be in my head all the time. I'm like always in my head. I'm constantly thinking, whether I'm woke or asleep. So it feels good that I can actually talk to someone that's biased, that can help me navigate these thoughts and these emotions, and be like, I think that's just you thinking, overthinking that, and to be okay with, like, you know what, I'll be overthinking too. But since you just told me, that's confirmation. Like, I feel mm-hmm. really, really good that I talked to someone. You know what I mean? Because I'm a private person. I don't have too many friends, and I don't like to share my problems or put my problems on anyone. So it feels good to talk to someone, and it also helped my mental. Like, literally, it helps my mental to the max. So to my listeners, if you have all these bottled emotions and all these things that you feel like you can't talk to your friends about, or your parents, or whoever, your significant other, it's okay to seek help. I'm glad that I reached out and found somebody that I can actually talk to help me navigate these emotions and these conflicts that I battle with my head day in and day night. And going back to parents, you gave me something something very strong that I just thought about. I believe I selected my parents for strength because both my parents are very strong. Like my parents are very, very strong. My mom, strong, you know, very strong. And my dad, strong. So from their life and their testimonies and me seeing their life and how their life was projected, I only see strength. I only, thinking about it right now, like literally strength. So it's like that's where I get my strength from, and that's where I get my, you know, my strong, you know, strongness is from, literally from my mom, you know, from what she went through in life until now, and dealing with, you know, her health until now, and then like my dad, you know, from, you know, coming from the 10th war and then coming to L.A. and then, you know, pastoring. Like, that's only strength. And then seeing his life. So I believe I chose my parents, you know, for strength and stability and purity. Because my dad's like, he's so pure. He always told me that my word was credit. Like, if you ain't got no money, Mickey, you got that word, so you better treat your word like everything. And then, like, my mom, from her just teaching me and my little sister, like, to be independent and be strong and don't ever let, you know, no man tell you you ain't this because you are. Like, so I believe I get my strength and, you know, my strong mind and hair from my parents. So I am grateful for them. But next lifetime, they better give me all those catalogs. Don't just show me one, okay?
So let you see all the catalogs and the back. And
yes. Let me really pick my parents, but it's all good. But I do want to tell my listeners.
And before I let you go, I think that you did and you made a good selection because you are the epitome of.
I think I made
of
a good selection too.
Strength.
I think I made a good selection.
You did.
Selection too on my parents. Even
Let
though
me
they
ask
can
you.
Be a little,
They can be a little what? I'm sorry, I want you to complete.
They can be a little stubborn.
Yeah, so can you.
Stubborn, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but then sometimes when I look at them, I'll be like, dang, that's me, especially my dad. I'll be like, damn, that's me. Sometimes I'd be like, you know, I ain't even going to argue with you because that's me and I understand what I need to work at, like, literally.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're mirrors.
My parents are deaf. Yeah, they're mirrors, like, literally. My parents
Yeah,
are
we're
deaf,
mirrors
like,
to each other. And yeah, and as we mentioned it before, when we're speaking with the young adults, you know, they come, well, my mom did this and my mom did that. I said, I say, well, I can't discuss your mom. We can't talk about your mom to me in that way. But I just want to give you some food of thought. If there was something that you see that you don't like or how she's coming or that's upsetting you, I said, guess who has that inside? You have it. Because if you didn't have it within you, you wouldn't be able to recognize it in her, okay? So
right.
I use that acknowledgement to say that we are mirrors, and I'm so, you know, elated that you see the strength and that you see where your strength and your determination and your stability come from, you know, and you can also see how it can project out from to others from that stubbornness. See, everything is there. Like I said, it's already written, and we're mirrors of each other. But you are a strong, determined, focused young lady. What's up? That's why you're what's up. And I always tell the listeners we need to reverse these roles because even though you what's up and I'm wisdom, we flip this stuff around because each and every week that you come and you share, you teach us something, and we appreciate you for that, okay? So stay strong and let the ladies and the gentlemen know what you want to tell them. And if you want to leave them with a extra word, you have time to do that too. So what would you like to say?
I would like to leave my listeners for the rest of the week. Go with this mantra. The easy way may not always be the right way. I have learned that. That is my mantra for the week. That is my theme song. The easy way may not always be the right way. You know what
Let
I mean?
Let me ask you what? May not always be the right way. I'm laughing over here because when you say that, the first thing that comes to my mind is what I was given, is there's no shortcuts, okay? And most of the time when persons are looking for the easy way, they want a shortcut, but there's no shortcuts. And I'm so glad to hear you say that. There's no shortcut.
It ain't no shortcuts. It's no shortcuts to this life. It's no shortcuts to this game of life, okay? So if you want to win at this game called life, take the lone route. Don't take the easy way. Trust your girl, Miyoshi. I'm only telling you what I know from my 33 years. I know I ain't been here long, but for my young ones, 33 years experience, take the lone route. Don't take the easy way because it may not always be the right way. Trust
take the long route. Okay, you
take
know I'm going to post
because
that.
The long route, you never know what you may learn. You never know what you may see, the people you may meet, you know. The easy way, you get caught up too fast, you know. You fall too fast. You fail too fast. So the easy way may not always be the right way, and that's been my thing. Since Sunday, the easy way may not always be the right way. So take that, guard that, keep it in your mind. Don't let it go in one ear after the other. Like let it sink in and marinate. What you know, what that could be for you.
Right.
To my ladies, I love you. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall. Don't fall, stay woke. Next Tuesday, same time, same place. It's your girl. What's up, Miyoshi Marie?
Miyoshi Marie, we love you. Thank you so much. And whenever I hear you or talk to you, I'm going to play this theme song that I'm going to play for you while we tell you have a wonderful evening, and I will be speaking with you. Thank you so much, listeners. That's Miyoshi Marie, and there's a reason why her name is What's Up. So she gave you some information to sit on for this week, and I'm going to put it out there. The easy way might not always be the right way, so take the long route. And let that sink in, ladies. Miyoshi, we love you. Thank you so much.
Love you too, Linda. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Love you.
Thank you.
Yes, we have to be everything and anything out there. I want you to stand strong, stand up and stand together. And to my youth out there, keep voicing your opinion and keep marching to the polls. We must secure the change, and it takes you to do it. You know, we here at Waking Up with Linda McShane, we are here to navigate you in a positive way. We're humanitarians. We have big hearts and great love. And big hearts and great love is felt by all persons and all things because we work on kindness and love here. So we're going to carry it on out. I got some more information for you. We love you. Now, Thursday, we will be listening to our wellness expert, Miss Gloria Malian. She's going to tell us how to blend up those blueberries and how to keep ourselves healthy. And this takes care of our mental and our spiritual so we can all get through this together. We love you here. Have a great evening. Ow.
Yeah.